All right, we are down to the third installment of our series called Authentic. Let me just make a quick survey for a while. Whoever were with us the past two Sundays, can I see your hand? All right, great. Okay, there's 20 of us. Okay, how about the others? Where were you? Okay, we are looking at this series, and for the benefit of those who join us for the first time here this afternoon, this series called Authentic, you know, basically, that's why we have the jeans right here and this Authentic logo. What we're basically looking at is the premise that, you know, as Christians, you and me, okay, everything that we learn here every Sunday, everything that you learn in your quiet time should translate in our daily life. Meaning to say, whatever it is that God impresses in our heart should not just remain in the confines of this church. An authentic Christian begins to apply it in his life. And by that, people around that person basically is going to be blessed. All right? When we started off this series, okay, we've talked about us, you know, having a responsibility towards the civil government. Okay, if you remember, we said that, you know what, as Christians, you know what, instead of, you know, tearing down our local government official or our national government officials, it is our responsibility, okay, to basically spur them and pray for them. Okay, that's what we've talked about, okay, 2 weeks ago. And of course, last week, you know what, Patrick right here preached a very profound and powerful message about us having a responsibility towards our neighbors. And basically, he funneled it down to one word, which is the word love, right? The word love. Asan ba kayo last week? He basically said that, you know what, we don't owe anything anyone except that we all, everyone around us, basically love. Okay, that we have to give out to them. Okay, now this afternoon, let me just go on and remind everyone or tell everyone ahead that, you know, this afternoon, what we're going to talk about might make some of us, you know, a little uncomfortable. Okay? But I do believe that this is a message that all of us need to hear. Okay? This is something that all of us would need to embrace and understand. And you know what? Because we have this message, I want us to understand, as we start talking about this, you know, specific message here this afternoon, I want you to know that this is nothing personal. Okay, meaning to say, as we start talking about this, we are not singling out any one of us here, except your seatmate. I'm just kidding. Okay, we're not singling out anyone here this afternoon. It's just that we're looking at God's Word, and we do know the Word of God would begin to start making changes in our lives when it begins to convict our heart. And that is what we're going to look at here this afternoon. We're going to look at our responsibility towards the weak. The responsibility that we have towards the weak. Okay, meaning to say, to help the weak. If you brought your Bibles with you, kindly turn it with me for a while to Romans chapter 14. Okay, the past three Sundays, we've been looking at the book of Romans, and it's quite fascinating. Can I ask everyone to be standing on your feet for a while to show respect and reverence to God's Word? Are folks ready for this one? Okay, Romans chapter 14, if you want to read along with me, you can do so. It says here, as for the one who is weak in faith, Bible says, welcome him, but do not quarrel over opinions. Then it says here, one person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Verse 4, who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Then it says here, one person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. A few more verses. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. Last verse, it says here, For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. Join in prayer for our Lord, we thank you for this very afternoon. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Lord, the words, the clear-cut words, Lord, that you're making us all understand here this afternoon. I pray, Lord, that your word would just fall on good soil here this afternoon. that every single word and truth of yours, Lord, will bear fruition in our lives, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you break any familiarity, Lord. Lord, any spirit of familiarity, Lord, with regards to your word. I pray, Father God, Lord, that you're not going to leave all of us here unchanged as we look into your word. We lift this up to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go ahead and have your seats now. You know, I had a fascinating read 2 days ago since we're looking at the series called Authentic. I came across an article that talks about the evolution of genes. I'm talking about our maong. And who among you here can honestly say that if you're here this afternoon, you were someone who were born in the 50s or 60s, your style of genes are quite different from the style of the genes of this current generation. Right? During your time, pertaining to our older folks here, during your time in the 60s or 70s, you have what you call the bell bottom. Diba? If you're someone wearing the bell bottom, man, astig ka, sobrang cool ka. Okay? Pag nag-bell bottom ka sa generation na to, kaya hindi ka cool. Baka ang labas mo cool to. Alright? It's different. You know, every style, okay, every generation basically embrace a different style. In fact, I have this picture right here. I'm not endorsing Levi's, of course, but I have here the different cuts of different jeans that we have, right? Some of us, you know, some of us are very comfortable with the original cut or the regular taper. Okay, maybe some of us are comfortable with the regular straight. Okay, where you're wearing a regular fit jeans. That's your favorite. For some of us, okay, some of us, even the men in our generation right now, we love wearing something that we call skinny. Right? Sino sa inyo may likay sa skinny jeans? Alam nyo yung skinny jeans, maganda siya tignan. You know, skinny jeans really looks nice. The problem with skinny jeans is when you go home, it's just so difficult to remove it. Okay? You need the help of someone. Pakihila, pakihila, hindi mo makahinga. You know, super skinny jeans and all of these things. Now look at this, folks. Here's what I want us to understand. In different generations, the styles are different. But the purpose of that jeans remains the same. I mean, it could be for fashion, it could be for former, whatever. You know, different kinds of styles, there may be different varieties or different colors, right? Diba? Men right now, they wear yellow maong. I mean, I'm not sure if you could, you know, see someone wearing something like that, I mean, in the 80s, unless you're part of a rock band or something. Right? But you know, different styles, we may have different styles in different generations, but the purpose of that jeans remains the same. Why am I sharing this? Here's what I want us to understand, and this is what we're going to talk about here this afternoon. As Christians, you and me, you and your seatmate, come to understand this. There will always be times wherein, not just few times, there will be a lot of times wherein you and me will not agree with a certain subject, even in the Bible. There are so many things or so many opinions that we might not agree at, but at the end of the day, we worship and serve the same Lord. At the end of the day, okay, if we call ourselves Christians, we basically serve and worship the same Lord. Romans chapter 14 is actually a chapter, just to give you a context, this is a chapter that talks about an issue in the church. Well, you can honestly say that sometimes there are issues in the church. One, I can honestly say that a lot of times there are issues in the church. Okay? And this is what Paul was writing here. There was an existing issue, and in this specific chapter, he is trying to address this issue. This is just one of the many issues that are running around in the church. Right? Are you folks ready for this one? This issue is an issue between the what? The strong in the faith versus the weak in the faith. The strong in the faith and those who are weak in faith. I'm going to explain it in a while. Let me just try to unpack this for us by looking at verse 1 of chapter 14. Look at this one. It says here, I want you to catch this. It says here, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. Okay, I want us to fix our eyes on the word, okay, weak in faith. So here's my question for all of us. Who are those who are weak in faith? Look at the person beside you for a while. Okay, look at the person beside you. That person is the opposite of what we're talking about. That person right there is someone who is strong in faith and strong in humility. Yeah. Who are the weak in faith? Okay, for us to understand the weak in faith, we'll have to understand those who are strong in faith. The word faith right here, if you try to extract the Greek word for it, is the word pistis. Okay, it's the word pistis, which basically means faith. So meaning to say, if you are pertaining to someone who is strong in the faith, you're talking about a person or you're talking about a Christian who has a very strong moral conviction. Someone, just for the benefit of our discussion here this afternoon, someone who's strong in faith is someone who has a strong moral conviction. Whom I can honestly say that you're seated right next to someone who has a very strong moral conviction. Hindi kayo convinced. Someone who is strong in faith is equivalent to someone who has strong moral conviction. So basically, someone who is weak in faith is the opposite of that. Right? When you say you are weak in faith, we might be talking about someone who's basically an immature believer. Take note, this is in faith. This is not talking about unbelievers. This is talking about us as believers coming together. There are some of us here who are strong, and there are some of us here who are weak. Right? Now, but here's what I want us to catch with regards to that one. I want us to understand that, you know what? If you are here this afternoon and you categorize yourself as someone who is strong in the faith, you're not actually being prideful. But I want us to understand, whenever we talk about these things, it's like a seesaw. Okay, sometimes there are seasons in our life wherein we are the stronger one, and there are aspects or seasons in our life wherein we become the weaker one. No one can come up to me and tell me that in all seasons of his life, he is the stronger one, right? At a certain moral conviction, at a certain conviction that we have over a certain subject, there are groups of people who has the stronger convictions about this compared to yours. So meaning to say, there are times in your life wherein you are the weaker one, and there are many times in your life wherein you are the stronger one. Now, for the benefit of our discussion here this afternoon, I would rather assume that all of us here this afternoon are coming here and we are all a people who has a strong moral conviction. So assuming that we are all the stronger ones here, I want you to understand this. Because we are someone who is strong in the faith, it simply means to say that you have a responsibility towards those who are weak in faith. You know, more than just raising our eyebrows or pointing our fingers on other people, more than just, you know, instead of passing judgment on other people, I want us to understand that Paul was writing this very clearly, in a clear-cut manner. This letter basically is addressed for those who are strong in the faith. So if you are strong in the faith, you have a responsibility towards the weak in faith. Right? Am I making sense here, or am I becoming redundant? Okay? We have a responsibility towards the weak in faith. Now, we have to understand this, that you have a responsibility because you didn't start out as someone who was strong. In fact, you're like this baby right here. Someone needed to guide you. A stronger one needed to guide you. This is the right way to do it. You're trying to build your faith muscles, for that matter. And now if this baby right here had a coach at a certain point in his life, it is now your turn to basically mentor and coach and instruct and correct those who are weak in faith. Those who are basically, you know, I'm not saying, when I say weak in faith, I'm not saying they're new in the church. Because you could be in the church for the past 10 years and you are still weak in faith. You could be in the church for just a year or 6 months and you could be someone who's very strong in the faith. Someone would begin to tell us, and I think a lot of you know this, you know, sometimes it takes 5 years for us to grow 1 year, or other times it will take, you know, 5 years just for us to grow 1 year. Sometimes tayo nag-grow tayo ng parang 5 years in just a year's time. At the end of the day, it depends on our moral conviction. That's why we're talking about authentic. It depends on how we apply God's word in our life. And that is what we're praying for all of us here this afternoon. So what is our responsibility? You know, I've outlined just, you know, few things here this afternoon. I believe this will be of help to all of us. This is our responsibility. Our first responsibility towards the weak in faith is that we are to welcome them. We are to welcome them. Who may can honestly say that you were welcomed by our beautiful and handsome ushers here in Victory? Can you imagine that they give you candies every single Sunday? Smile lang yun naman sila. Sabihan nyo sila, good job, good job. Okay, again, not all together. Okay, isa-isa lang. Good job, isa naman. Good job. Kasi pag sabay-sabay, kawawa naman yung usher natin. We are to welcome them. Okay, now look at this one. Verse 1 of chapter 14, it says here, as for the one who is weak in faith, Bible says, welcome him. Can everybody say that word with me? Welcome. All right, great. I feel the need to really highlight this word right here because basically this is where our discussion this afternoon is basically going to start off. The word welcome. Whenever you look at the word welcome, generally, in a general sense, when you welcome someone, you are basically what? Receiving and leading. You are to receive. If I am to welcome Ronel right here, I will have to receive him and lead him. I want us to understand there's two facets in the word welcome. The Greek word for the word welcome is the word proslambano, which means to take by the hand in order to lead aside. Well, me here, ladies, you know what? There was a time in your life when you're walking up a steep stairs or you're trying to get on, you know, the back of a pickup truck and someone would give you the hand, right? Someone would begin to welcome you and clench your fist. Ayun naman, masyado na kayong... Hindi forevermore, okay? Clench your fist. That person is receiving you, but that person will have to lead you inside. Or else, habang umandar yung pickup, nakaganyan ka lang. Uy, musta na? That person will have to lead you inside. So there's two facets of it. That's why it says here, to take by the hand. It means to receive someone. Now look at this one. To take by the hand, to receive. This is common to us, right? Listen, if there's someone who's new into your victory group, there's someone who's new in the church, I mean, we're so experts at relationships. We bring them out for what? We bring them out for videoke. We bring them out to Foodnet. You bring them out to Cree. You have fellowship with your newfound friends. Or sometimes you rent a bike and you go out there for a joyride. And then you pay for the joyride. I mean, that's what we do. Okay, sometimes there are sleepovers, right? Well, you love sleepovers. Or you go to outings. You go to Forest Camp. Okay, I thought it's Forest Lake. It's a cemetery pala. You go to Forest Camp. You go to all of these places. You begin to receive these people, those who are weak in faith. And in turn, if you begin to build a relationship with other people, those who are weak in the faith, they feel so encouraged and inspired by your gesture. But here's what I want us to understand. This is just basically one facet of the word welcome. The other one, it says here, is to lead them aside. So you don't just receive them, you will have to lead them. You will have to lead them. What am I trying to say here? Why am I pointing this out? I'm trying to point this out simply because a lot of times we receive but we do not lead. We receive but we do not lead. What do I mean by that? Sometimes, you know, whenever we see the word welcome, it simply means to welcome. It's basically to accommodate, but to accommodate doesn't mean to tolerate. You are in your victory group, man. You are someone who's strong in the faith. You have someone who's weak in faith. Someone who's weak in faith. You welcome them. They feel so welcome. But along the way, you feel like, teka lang, parang may gossip sa victory group namin. To receive them means to accommodate them, but to lead them means not to tolerate the gossip inside the victory group. Meaning to say, it is your responsibility to open your mouth and speak up and stop the gossip. Hello? Sometimes we feel like, I think I'm fine with a safer side of not participating in the gossip. Guess what? Even if you're not participating in the gossip and you are not doing your responsibility to stop the gossip, you're basically participating in the gossip. We will have to master the guts to lead people to speak the truth in, to speak the truth in love. You have this person, you receive this person in the course of video, okay? Okay, ikaw, kinakanta mo kung ano-anong kanta. Kinakanta niya, parang hindi ka comfortable sa mga kanta niya. Parang hindi maganda yung mga kinakanta. So, it is your responsibility. This person has a relationship with God already. This is not an unbeliever. So, it is your responsibility to sit down with the person and tell the person, I think your choices of songs suck. You will have to have the guts to say that. Folks, here's what I want us to understand. A person who is weak in faith, okay, is bound to self-destruct unless you come in to correct and instruct. I do understand, you know, that Filipino culture, we're just so hospitable. We're, aside from the fact that we're good-looking, of course, Patrick, we're not confrontational kind of people. Not like you guys in, you know, in your place. you know what? In Philippine culture, we're non-confrontational. Because we don't want to confront, that's why we end up gossiping and backbiting. Listen, I'm trying to bring up gossiping here, but this is just one facet over so many things. Okay? If I try to enumerate everything, hindi tayo matatapos. Someone who is weak in faith is bound to self-destruct. Unless you are strong in the faith, will now come in to begin to speak to that person. To give correction when necessary. To give instructions when necessary. You know, just an aspect in my life, just to tell you, you know what? This is just one aspect in my life. I feel like, you know, without my wife, I will be someone who's going to give out jokes that's going to offend so many people. And I'm just glad someone will begin to talk to me. Oops, bad joke. All right, bad joke, sorry. I mean, different seasons, I mean, different scenarios in our lives. There has to be people who begin to speak to you, who begin to speak to those who are weak in faith. Then it says here, as for the one who is weak in faith, the Bible says, welcome him, but not quarrel over opinions. Now, what do you mean? Look at this word right here, the word opinion. Who am I here? Can I honestly say that there was a certain point in your life that you got into trouble because of your opinion? Right? I remember, you know, when I was younger, I had friends who would really fight against each other simply because this group of people would say Britney Spears is greater than Christina Aguilera. And this person would say, no, Christina Aguilera is better. Bahala kayo sa buhay niyo. But anyway, that's their opinion. Maybe for our generation right now, some of you are thinking, you know, Justin Bieber is a lot better than the One Direction guy, Zayn Malik. Or, you know, Justin Bieber or Zayn Malik, you know, sports the better undercut for that matter. Well, that's your opinion. Or maybe for some of you here, you might be thinking, tingin ko talaga walang forever. Tingin ba naman sa inyo, alam nyo, merong forever. Folks, listen, at the end of the day, we are all warranted with our own opinions. At the end of the day, you and your seatmate, you are entitled with your own opinions. You can have your opinions over so many things, but here's the catch. I want you to understand this. Opinions can be relative, but whenever we get to the truth of God's word, come to understand, this is always absolute. Whenever we come into God's word, this is always absolute. There are essential things, you know, there are non-negotiable truths in the Bible. Whenever we talk about the Trinity of the Godhead, the deity of Jesus Christ, the problem with us as Christians is that sometimes we try to what? We try to major on the minor. We try to lift up our own opinions and make it the absolute truth. You come up here, I don't know, you know, listen, I have no intention to offend any of you here this afternoon, okay? But here's what I want you to know. If you're here this afternoon and you're coming from a different church before Victory, right? Listen, in Victory, you are more than welcome to be with us here. I mean, we're so happy that you're here with us worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. But every time you begin to impose whatever you want on the music team, on the ushers, and all the ministries that we're doing without understanding the context, and then you're just there criticizing, bakit yung communion nila fancham, hindi wine? Mas masarap yung fancham. Bakit yung pastor hawak niya cellphone? Andito yung notes ko. Pag walang notes, hindi ako makapag-preach. Saka may Bible po tayo. Every time we come up here in the pulpit, meron po tayong Bible, don't you worry. I have 6 Bibles right here. And your favorite is right here, King James Version. I just can't use King James Version to preach to everyone because I'm having a hard time reading it. I can read better New English for that matter. You know, sometimes we bring with us something and try to impose it on other people. Listen, we have people, we have seniors here in the church, we have older folks here in the church who've been with us for the past 15 years. If you ask them, is the music in Victory noisy? They will answer, yes, it is, but we like it. Why? Because they know the vision of this ministry. Haven't you wondered why you are surrounded by a lot of young people? It's because they love the music that we have. Now, I'm not trying to push us away, of course. That's not my point. What I'm saying is that we don't go to a certain church just to criticize the pastor, just to criticize the preacher, just to criticize the music team, and bakit ganun yung kulay ng ilaw? Wala tayong magawa. Ganyan talaga yung kulay ng ilaw. In the same way, we always tell this to all our Victory groups. You don't go to this Victory Church in Cebu. You don't go to Victory Makati. You don't go to other churches. And then you begin to criticize, bakit andun yung pintuan nila? Kasi ganun yung building nila. Wala tayong magagawa. You don't get something there. I think this is something that we have to do. Guess what? It might not work here. We are a university town, for that matter. The body of Christ has been so divided because of the non-essentials. I'm a Calvinist, you're an Arminian, but come to understand this, will that get you to heaven? Or salvation by grace through faith will get you to heaven? We don't major on the non-essential. Stop having the criticizing spirit, for that matter. You go to Ignite Conference, guess what? There would be speakers would come up, speaker one, speaker two, begin to compare people. You look at your celebrity pastors, for that matter, guess what? It will not do you any good. I'm preaching here now without my notes. We don't jump from one church to another. You know, sometimes, you know, for Victor, I'm just thankful I'm in this church. But, you know, I have pastor friends that I'm in this city that I'm more than willing to defend because they're being criticized by their own congregation. That's why if you're here this afternoon and you're coming from another church because you were offended in your church, you're more than welcome here. But first things first, you'll have to make it up with your pastor. I'm saying that with a smile. If you need help over that one, I'm more than willing to help you. I have a cell phone. We can call your pastor, set up a meeting so that you could ask for apology. Let me go on to my notes right now. Mahirap na, baka na pa masabi natin. Again, I'm not shooing people away. That's not my point. You know, I have Adonis right here, Ronel right here, Patrick right here. They're coming from a different church before. And now they're with us here in Victory. So I'm not shooing people away. I'm just trying to tell us that sometimes we have to wake up. That we should not make the non-essentials as the essentials. The issue of Paul here are basically two things, food and Sabbath. In his time, itong sinulat niya, ang issue niya food and Sabbath. In our time right now, it could be so many things. But let me just run you through his issues right here. Look at this one. In verse 2, it says here, one person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. The issue is this one. There are people, during their time, the only source of meat were the meat coming from the temple. And the other Christians would begin to look at the meat because you sacrificed that to idols. We're not going to eat that meat. We're going to eat vegetables. We're going to become vegetarians. And Paul was like, man, those are non-essentials. Why do you quarrel over your opinions? You folks catch it. Who among you can honestly say that you love crispy pata? Then great for you. If you're a vegetarian, great for you. The same thing. You know, I have an encouragement just for people who love crispy pata. Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17. To my knowledge, it says there, the fat belongs to the Lord. First Corinthians would begin to say that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why you bring the fat into the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you start preaching that to your friends, that's heresy. That's what people do. They twist the scripture. People would come up to us, RG, should we eat food from the fiesta table? Pamira, pumunta ka pa ng fiesta, tapos hindi ka kakain? Should I, as long as you know how to pray, you sanctify the food, you eat of the food. It's a non-essential. So why do we have to bother ourselves with something that shouldn't be bothering you? Bother yourselves with going out there and making disciples, evangelizing and reaching out to the lost. In verse 3, it says here, let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains. And let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats. Look at this one. For God has welcomed him. It's very simple. If God has welcomed everyone, who are we to push other people back? We welcome the Lord. Ikaw ay chapuera mo. Hindi pwede yun. That's contrary to what God is saying in his word. Their next issue was the issue of Sabbath. One man esteems one day as better than another. While another esteems all days alike, each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. I got into a thread on Facebook. For some reason, the person tagged me. This was a couple of years ago. It was a very long thread of debate as to when the worship services should be. Because they say, you know, the Sabbath should be on Saturday. Then the other one should be Sunday. Bahala kayo. Pwede nga ako mag-live stream. Does it really matter? I mean, if you look at the thread, I would begin to count that. Siko grabe, 5 hours siguro to sa Facebook. What an unproductive 5 hours. But at that moment, I feel like I'm someone who's strong in the faith, so I'll begin to pray for them. Parang yaba, ano? I'm just trying to calculate that 5 hours on Facebook just because of that thread. You get into an argument just because of your mere opinions. Guess what? At the end of the day, nobody wins an argument. Even if you felt like you won an argument, you might have won an argument, but you've lost a Christian friend. Someone became bitter at you or bitter at your church. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, it says here, we belong to the Lord. It's very simple. The reason why we can accept each other is because we all belong to the Lord. Whatever denomination, whatever style. If one day someone comes up here in a Barong Tagalog in slacks, that person belongs to the Lord. With his jeans of mine, it's my second Sunday using these jeans. Still belong to the Lord. After welcoming the weak ones, what do we do next? Second one is very interesting. And you know, this is for everyone. This is not just for you. This is for me also. Okay, are you guys ready for this one? The next thing that we have to do to those who are weak in faith is this. Do not put stumbling blocks on them. Do not put stumbling blocks on them. Verse 13, it says here, therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. You know what? The truth is, we could put stumbling blocks to unbelievers to come into the faith. In the same way, we can also put stumbling block to the way of a brother in faith. Come to imagine this for a while. Remember the first day that you were in church. Remember the first day of your one-to-one. The first day that you've given your life to the Lord. Di ba you feel like you are a superhero? I remembered after my victory weekend, I was biking around the city. I felt like I can conquer the world. But sometimes in your zeal, in your passion, as you're going in your walk with Christ, you see your fellow brothers, your brethren, your brothers and sisters in Christ who are doing some things that are contrary to what you were taught. And you feel like, oops, what does that mean? And sometimes if you are someone who's older, normally people will subscribe to you just because of your age. And all the more that we have to be careful not to put stumbling blocks on other people. Your Instagram, your Facebook, why do you put garbage in there? Whatever you do, basically your activity would basically feed other people. Case in point, you know, I hate to say this, but for the ladies, you know, for the ladies, sometimes, you know, we had a seminar in Victory 2 years ago. We call it Modest is Hottest. Meaning to say, modesty is still something that is valued in our day right now. You know, sometimes someone would come up to sister in Christ, teka lang, yung kwan mo, yung t-shirt mo, parang medyo plunging. Sabi niya, hindi, v-neck lang to. V-neck lang ba yung v-neck mo hanggang pusod? Ngayon ba v-neck na yun? Sister, parang medyo maigsi ng konting mini skirt mo. Hindi ako mini skirt, pero I think that's too short. Sabi niya, hindi, okay naman, hindi, parang belt na, oh. Yun na siya mukhang shorts. You know, drinking, nowhere in the Bible will it say that drinking is a sin. That's why we can drink. No, just kidding. It's nowhere in the Bible that says that drinking is a sin. But you're out there and you have your sanmig and all of those things. And then you would begin to defend yourself by saying, you know, it's not in the Bible that it is a sin. This is just occasional drinking. You know what? You are right on that one. But folks, listen. Culturally in the Philippines, whenever you say drinking, it's always associated to something else, to brawl and all of these crazy things. So my question for you now is a question of wisdom. Are you willing to explain to everyone that that Bible doesn't call it a sin? Alam mo, ang sabi kasi sa Bible, hindi to sin. Alam mo bro, pwede ako minum kasi hindi to sin. Alam mo, wala to sa Bible, hindi to sin. Are you willing to do that to everyone? Because sometimes we are causing all other people to stumble. Listen, if you cause other people to stumble, you are basically accountable to God for that. For the family man in this room, I want you to catch this. There has to be consistency in the church and in the household and in the workplace. Listen, every single day of your life, your kids are watching at you. And if you read your Bible, you would see the emotions of Jesus when his disciples hindered the little children from coming to me. When he saw that the disciples were hindering the children from coming to him, he was basically adamant about it. So what you don't understand is sometimes the words that comes out of our mouth, the things in our refrigerator, and all of these things are basically stumbling block for your kids to get to know the Lord. You don't want them to come up to you and tell you one of these things. This is what teacher in Victory told me. And this is what I'm seeing my dad or my mom doing. Doesn't add up. Then you're becoming a stumbling block. I mean, there are so many things at which, you know, this could happen to us. You will never see me driving my car with someone, with another lady who is not my wife. In the same way, you don't see me parking my car in questionable places. It's not that I am OA, it's that I have a responsibility to protect other people from stumbling. Kahit na walang malis, it's just a matter of personal conviction. Third and last responsibility that we have is that it is our responsibility to build them. To build them. It says here in verse 19, so then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. The first thing that I want us to understand here, I'm about to end. Look at this one. The first thing that it says here is about peace and harmony. I want you to catch this. One way you are part of a victory group right now. Can I see here? You're part of a victory group. One way you can honestly say that you really love your victory group. You know, we love our victory groups. We love relating with so many people, but guess what? There will come a time where you're going to have tensions within the victory group. Why? Because you're dealing with relationships. Hindi po robot yan. You're surrounded by imperfect people simply because you are an imperfect person. In fact, it will come into a time na pwede kayo mag-away. But guess what? This is something that I would rather you not tell people. Pwede tayong mag-away-away, pero hindi tayo mag-iwalay. Hanggat sa mamatay ka, andito ako sa harapan mo. Magsawa ka. I will always be here. I will keep instructing. I will keep correcting. I will keep encouraging. That will have to be the case. In NLT, it says here, so then let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. Don't tear apart. Look at this one. Don't tear apart the work of God over what you eat. Over what you eat there could be translated to everything else. To anything else. You know, Bible version, style of worship, you know, this. You know, hindi po din sa music team, in their team alone, pagka gusto niya isa Don Moe, yung isa gusto City Point and Planet Shakers, tapos ayaw na nila, they quit on each other. That shouldn't happen for that matter. Remember, all foods are acceptable, but it is wrong to eat something if it makes another person stumble. Kakain ka, oops, even if you like the food, if this is going to make the other person stumble, even if the Bible is just so agreeable with this food, pass muna, para mag-grow siya kay Lord. Tabi ko muna to. Or tapon ko to. Ah, itong cute na kwan na souvenir from Thailand na puro sungay. And if you're someone who brings that to your home, souvenirs from other places, no problem with that. Pagka surfboard yan, seashell yan. Pero pag yung mga kung ano-ano na itsura niyan, you're like bringing a demon in your home. You folks realize that? I like what Augustine of Hippo said. He said, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, love and charity. The last thing that I want us to understand here is this word, to build them up. Can everybody say that with me? Build them up. Look at this one. You know, whenever we look at this word, whenever I think about the word building other people up, I'm always reminded of a text that says, consider others better than yourself. If you consider yourself right now as a very fantastic, you're a very awesome guy, you're good at something, guess what? At a certain point in your life, you're going to meet someone who's a lot better than you. Your responsibility is not to tear that person down. Your responsibility is not to grab him down. Your responsibility is to build him up and to honor him. You know, that's why as a ministry, let me just end with this one. As a ministry, I don't know if you've noticed this. You know, there are a lot of young students right here. If you notice, when we talk to students here, we don't call them kids. You know, 16-year-old, 17-year-old, we don't call them kids. You know why? Because if we start calling them kids, then they're going to act like kids. We treat them like adults. We believe in the next generation. We don't tear them down. We speak into their life. We'll have to correct and instruct them. Why? Because we know that there is a great destiny for them. We set the platform for the next generation to honor the Lord more than how we honor the Lord right now. That's why we build each other up. It's important for us to always consider, because if you cannot consider, it simply means that you cannot serve. And chances are, you know, something, a prideful spirit that begin to creep in into our lives. What is our responsibility towards the weak in faith? God has called us to welcome them. In doing so, we receive them and then we lead them. We seek the truth in love. We disciple them. We raise them up. In the same manner, responsibility, just to sum this up, is also to clear the way and not to put any stumbling blocks that would cause them to stumble. Tanggalin natin lahat. Tanggalin mo yung mga thumbtacks so that they can walk freely in their relationship with God. And last but not the least, if the next generation rises up, we will not be insecure. In fact, we will truly celebrate. You know, this is one of my prayers here in this church. My prayer is that we will be so genuine in the way we celebrate with other people's lives. Hindi parang, ay, palakpak. Ay, may bago siyang kotse. Thank you, Lord. But you know, we're going to be someone who's going to celebrate with everything that we have this person. You know, we just really celebrate for Tom and Aya. Having been engaged, man, we're just so excited for them. And that is a mark of a church community. When someone rises up, we don't feel insecure. In fact, we begin to commend and laud the faithfulness of God in his life. That is our responsibility towards the weak in faith. Amen. Allow me to pray for everyone right now. Lord, we thank you for the great and mighty things, Lord, that you're doing in our life. I thank you, Lord, because you're living and active. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you've called us, Lord, to be people who will always be strong in the faith. Lord, that we are going to be people, Lord, whose words will always bring about inspiration and encouragement. Whose words will always bring about and build other people up. Lord, even right now, this very afternoon, we rebuke the gossiping spirit. That spirit has no place in our lives. There's no place in this church. No way. We even speak against and rebuke the critical spirit, Lord. I thank you because they don't gain any foothold in our lives. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our midst. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and for your goodness in our lives, Lord Jesus Christ.